Full Metal Jackie on the show with us tonight. We've got Rob Flynn from Machine Head. How are you?
Hello.
Hello. Sorry, that was like a really big intro, and then it was like anticlimactic. You're like, hello. Nice to see you.
Hello. How are you doing?
It's been a while. Really happy to say we're finally able to talk about this this new album, Catharsis. Obviously, a ton of touring lined up for Machine Head, and you've described the Catharsis album as very melodic, very groove-oriented, not so fast. What influenced your creativity into this particular direction?
You know what? Nothing. When we start writing a record, there's no plan. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have a plan. Like, we're just writing, and we just start writing. And I think that that's kind of the beauty of music, is that you take that first step, and suddenly you're on a journey. And you don't know where that journey is going to end, but somewhere it's going to end. And with this one, you know, just whenever we wrote thrashy stuff, like, it was just kind of eh. And then the grooving melodic stuff really just was really strong. And so we rolled with it. I've been telling our fans in the head case, as much to their chagrin, like, lower your expectations for the heaviness. It's, you know, probably the least thrashiest we've been in a while. So everybody's like,
Is everybody nervous?
You know what? I think it's just a matter of, like, you got to be straight. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's very cliche for everybody to kind of talk up how heavy their new record is. And when I sat back and thought about it, it isn't. And I'm just being straight.
Rob Flynn from Machine Head with us. The new album from Machine Head is called Catharsis. It's out now. Here's a song from it. Beyond the Pale on Full Metal Jackie Radio. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Rob Flynn from Machine Head on the show with us, talking about Machine Head's ninth studio album, Catharsis. Rob, what gets easier about making an album when you have that much experience, and what gets harder?
What gets harder? You know, I tell you what, the last couple records we did were really long, super intensive in the studio, and after about 2 weeks I'm kind of done. Like, my brain just shuts down. I can't concentrate, I can't focus, and I was just letting everybody know. I was like, you know what, man, we need to mix it up. Like, let's do this differently. And so what we did was, we'd write three songs, and then we'd go in and record those songs really fast, like, not even finish them, just get as much done as we could, and then get out of the studio. And then we'd write three more songs, you know, take a month or two, go and record them really fast. And, you know, the thing that was awesome about doing it that way was that everything was always really fresh. Everything was always really just, sometimes we barely even knew how to play the song. I mean, there was a couple songs we wrote in the studio, you're literally hearing the second time we've ever played the song as a band. And it just had this fire, and it just had this magic, and it had this urgency, and it had this excitement to it that... I don't know if it would have been there if we had recorded it the traditional way of writing for whatever 6 to 10 months and then recording for a long time. Like, it did something different, and I think you really feel that on the record.
Rob Flynn from Machine Head with us. We're talking about the new Machine Head album, Catharsis. It's out now. More with Rob coming up. Also, new music from Corrosion of Conformity. Stick around. Full Metal Jackie. We've got Rob Flynn of Machine Head on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the new album, Catharsis. You're pretty bold sharing your opinion about political and sociological issues through your General Journal's blog, even more so over the last year or so. How much of what motivated your blog post went on to become lyrics for Catharsis?
For me, the General Journals is just a creative outlet. I sit down in front of the computer and I just start writing. And oftentimes the first two paragraphs or so that I write is crap that I throw away. And then eventually I kind of get into a groove and I just write what I write. And to me, lyrics are the same way. You know, when I wake up, when I'm writing a record, I wake up every morning at 4:30 and I sit there and I start writing lyrics. I just drink coffee. My kids are in bed. The wife's asleep. It's peaceful in the house. And it's just a good time to focus. And, you know, most of the time that I'm writing, it's just poetry and kind of just random crap, and 80% of it's garbage and 20% of it's gold. And then I take that and apply it to the songs.
And you had said earlier that sometimes you'll write a blog post and then you walk away and you come back and some of it gets thrown away. Is that some of that stuff that you throw away like really mean and you're afraid of like posting it?
Oh, I would say probably 1 in 10 general journals, you know, just never even sees the light of day.
I'll tell you, I think that that's actually a really good thing because I've learned that skill when it comes to like emails. Sometimes the immediate email you want to send to someone is like really awful.
We even have a name for that in Machine Head. We call it the first draft. Yeah, is this third draft? Okay, well then, you know, because if it's not third draft, I don't even want to read it.
Yeah, I mean, if you walk away from that email for 30 minutes and like you like, or even 20 minutes, you just take your breath and you come back and you still want to send it, great.
Yeah.
But 9 out of 10 times.
Because the raging mad email almost never works anyway.
You know, I know, like, I've learned this.
People can't read all kinds of little, they can't, you know, they actually say that communication is best face-to-face, second best over the phone, and actually worst
text
by
email.
Just text or email.
You can't read somebody's phone.
Like 6% of all human language is just like written word.
And I know.
I think, I don't know what it is. Like
it's the worst.
Crazy percentage is like just facial expressions and body language. And
by the way, how about like kids who are now like when they meet, you know, whatever, in high school, you know, when I was a kid, you had to like call someone up or go over to their house. Right now, kids who are like meeting each other are like texting only. Like people's entire relationships are texting only. Like I get into fights with people over text, and then most of the time it's misconstrued stuff because you can't hear someone's tone, and I'm like sarcastic bitch, and most of the time people can't tell I'm just trying to be funny, and it's an East Coast problem that I have.
It's a thing though, like it's definitely, you know, we even talk, I got kids and I sit there and I talk to them, I'm like, you know, talk to your communicate via human
interaction
things, like you don't need to just text everything.
Full Metal Jackie. Coming up next, we'll be hearing from Jamie Josta of Hatebreed for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We've also got music from Pantera coming up and more with our guest, Rob Flynn from Machine Head. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Rob Flynn of Machine Head on the show with us tonight talking about the new Machine Head album, which is called Catharsis. Making music when you're a kid is totally idealistic. It's different once it becomes your livelihood. What's the trick to making creativity coincide with business?
Ooh, bringing art and commerce together. It is a tricky thing. You know, I think you just got to look at it in a very, you know, it's kind of a weird way. Like you can't have a plan. You know, like, and I've never had a plan B. Like when I started doing music, I had every intention of just playing music for the rest of my life. Like I just wanted to play music and I couldn't see anything else doing it. I started doing it pretty young. You know, I was in bands when I was 16. I was on tour when I was 19 years old. And you just keep on doing it. And you just, you know, you do it because you love music. You do it because it kind of fills this thing. And, you know, I think I read a Michael Jordan quote one time that I feel can totally apply. He says, you don't have to love the NBA. You just have to love playing basketball. And you don't have to love the music business. You just have to love making music. And that's, to me, what it's about.
Rob Flynn with us tonight. We're talking about Machine Head's new album, Catharsis. It just came out. Going to take a quick break. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Awesome music from Code Orange, Killswitch Engage, and of course, more with Rob. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. Rob Flynn from Machine Head is our guest on the show tonight. Machine Head tours as an evening with format, meaning no opening band. What was the biggest adjustment when you started playing shows like that?
The biggest adjustment was that up until then, we had been doing a lot of support slots. We'd been doing some, you know, a little bit of headline packages, but festivals, you know, 30, 45, 50 minute slots. And so we'd do like 9-10 shows, and it wouldn't be unusual to do that because it's a pretty short slot. And so then for some idiotic reason, we thought that that same theory would apply when we're doing an evening with for 2.5 to 3 hours. And I quickly found out that my body was like, no, dude, this isn't happening. And, you know, there was a couple of moments on the very first evening with run where we were going to pull a show. Like, we actually canceled the Las Vegas show. And then after meeting a bunch of fans that had flown out from Boston, I just had this like unbelievable guilt. And so I was like, all right, we're going to do this show and I'm just going to try and push through. But I did 9 shows in a row,
wow.
2.5 to 3 hours, 9 in a row.
Oh my gosh.
And then day off, 5 in a row. So 14 shows in 15 days in evening with 2.5 to 3 hours every night. And I was like, I can't ever do this again. You know, we made it through. And right. it was fine in
no
the
breaks.
End.
No breaks, that's crazy.
But it was brutal.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that was the biggest adjustment. Like, okay, I can do, you know, I got to kind of do like an on-off schedule for a while for the start of it, just to kind of break my muscles and my throat callus back in. And then once I'm in a groove, like 2 weeks into the thing, I can do 3-4 shows in a row. And then we just keep it at that.
It's Full Metal Jackie Rub Flynn of Machine Head with us. Their new album, Catharsis, is out now, and the band is on tour. Quick break. Up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with music from Code Orange and more with Rob. It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Rob Flynn from Machine Head on the show with us. The new album from Machine Head is called Catharsis. It's coming out in January. You've been selling a specially designed t-shirt to benefit Sean Killian, your violinist bandmate who's been diagnosed with liver cirrhosis. What's unique about the metal community in terms of unity when someone needs help?
I mean, we definitely all, I mean, especially like the violinist guys really pulled together. It was pretty shocking, you know, like it was really shocking to us. And, you know, you try and do what you can. I mean, especially this is a guy that, and I lived in a van with this guy for a good year probably of my life combined. You know, we did 5 tours. They were all van tours. And, you know, it was just shocking to hear that. You know, I mean, he's 4 years older than me. So it kind of, you know, in another way too, it kind of shakes you a little bit. You're like, yeah. Whoa, could this happen to me? And, you know, it's just genes, and I feel like he's doing okay, but it was rough seeing him, man. Like, it was really rough seeing him. He's lost. I mean, he looks deathly ill, and, you know, it kind of brings you back to your own humanity. And so, you know, I raised about $6,000 on his GoFundMe. I did the shirt. Phil did a whole golf tournament that was to raise money, and it was, you know, we raised, you know, quite a bit of money for him, and it was good. You know, he's gonna be pulling through. He's got some good health insurance and stuff, so he's, you know, we're hoping for the best.
It's just cool when the metal community sort of comes together and, you know, taking care of their own. And, you know, because a lot of this stuff has happened, and I think it's always great when you know, friends and family of artists put this stuff out there, and like now we have these all of these outlets to be able to you know, contribute.
Yeah.
Full Metal Jackie, pick up the new Machine Head album, Catharsis, and see Machine Head out on the road. Rob, as always, great to see you, and thanks so much for being on the show, and good luck with all that's to come.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.